Hello, everybody. Welcome back to our podcast, Trade Secrets of the Health Insurance Edition. Mike Santos, VP of Ops, Trusted Senior.
Jeremy Johnson, the Reverend Jeremy Johnson.
The Reverend, that's right.
That's what the R in my middle initial stands for.
Yeah, no longer Ryan, it's Reverend.
It was Rocket, it wasn't Ryan.
Rocket,
now it's Reverend.
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 You got it.
Johnson. So thanks again, folks. I mean, this is becoming like a weekly thing.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah. It's probably awesome. Late McLawner.
No, just like your company in general.
Oh,
yeah.
That's hopefully it's me.
Saints guy over here, but you know, hey
it's okay. we have a Super Bowl. If anybody didn't know, Texans just have toilet bowl.
They gave him a Super Bowl because of Katrina. No,
years after. That was years after. That's pure jealousy.
Just kidding.
I have a client that has no hair. Y'all may have met him. And he always talks about mine. He says, I have a Viking look now. It's like, well, maybe I'm auditioning, but maybe you're just jealous because you don't have any.
You know, started watching Peaky Blinders. You look like a Peaky Blinder.
I did. I wanted Tommy Shelby's haircut. I really did. So I grew it at the start of COVID I grew it out. So at the beginning of COVID, I promise we're going to get something like really interesting now. But at the start of COVID, we all went home, started working from home. It was like March 19th? 20th, something like
March
that.
March 23rd or 20th.
Now, y'all, I live an hour from the office. If you're familiar with the greater Houston area, I live way up in Conroe, and our office is down here close to Stafford. So we're like, let's work from home. I'm going to miss y'all. But so I went home and never really looked back. And that was, 3-4 years ago? 4 years ago?
Yeah.
God, is that 4 years? 4 years. So 4 years ago. So at that point, I was no longer dressing up for work, slacks and shoes. It's like I became very familiar with shorts and a shirt. Today I'm wearing jeans, fortunately, maybe some Crocs on. But then I started letting the hair grow out. And I was like, okay, so and I really wanted Tommy Shelby's haircut. And every time I go to my haircutter lady, she would be like, okay, we're gonna do this. And eventually, 2 years after the fact, I wound up with Tommy's brother, the one with the long hair slicked back. And I asked everybody that had long hair, every guy that had long hair, it's like, how do you get this majestic swoop back look? Because mine just swoops back, and then by the end of the day, it looks like Einstein. I mean, it was terrible. So, here we are. You've had the same haircut for the last 10 years.
Yeah, forever. But you got Peaky Blinders. So watch out. He might do something. But
take my hat off.
But hey, so our last episode, we were talking about generating leads, right? Generating leads by mail, going local events. We talked a little bit about providers.
Yep.
What else did we talk about? The personalized letters around your community using our T65
app. T65 app is a good one.
Yeah, but what else can we do besides newspaper, all this, mail is kind of old. What else can we do?
Well, the biggest thing, there's this invention called the internet.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know if you've heard of it. Apparently Al Gore invented it. But so there's so many things you can do online to generate an online presence. The biggest, in my humble but very accurate opinion, the largest piece of that would be Facebook.
Yes.
Facebook. I've been a member of Facebook since 2009. And it's a very interesting story how I got there, but I'm sparing you those details. But it's like February 2009 is when I got on Facebook. And y'all, back then it was a way to look at your friends from high school,
right,
and see who gained weight or see who got married or who had a kid or whatever the case.
Staying
is.
In touch with those that may not be in your inner circle of friends, but they're friends or acquaintances that, you talk when you see each other every now and then you talk, but this is just a way to keep y'all connected.
Yeah. So, well, I'm from South Louisiana. Yeah, I'm 5 hours away from home.
Right.
I just click a button instead of waiting for the 10-year high school reunion or 20-year, or now it's about to be 30-year, and seeing everybody at a glance and who bought a house, who died, So, but it's morphed from that day. If you remember the days of MySpace, MySpace was, and it's still around, but it's more a music community. I don't even remember. Login and password, but it's still live. Facebook has morphed as well to a wonderful advertising tool.
Yes.
I mean, there's an entire Facebook advertising section that you can go and pinpoint your targets. I mean, my favorite target, our kind of bread and butter around here, is the turning 65 crowd. It has been forever. Right. I mean, why not? They're turning 65. Their employers may or may not keep them. But instead of going from building to building or employer to employer, how about you just target a range of 65-year-olds in a certain geographic demographic? I mean, you can filter them by income status.
Right.
You can filter by life events. You can filter a number of hobbies, different things.
Likes, dislikes.
Yeah, absolutely. Communities that they're in.
That's right.
I did one for one of my pre-need programs, which you haven't picked it up and you call me. But I just kind of filtered in their likes or their interest around death and cemetery and, or, you know, life events. People become a widow,
right,
a widower. You know, you can put the ads in front of a highly specified target audience and then set your budget. So if you're a brand new agent, Mikey, when you first got licensed, how much money did you have to spend on leads?
Wow. How much money did I spend on leads? I was kind of lucky, you know, I came in the captive environment, which I still am today. But, back then we offered a preset appointment program for a lot of direct agents. Caveat was got to have all your contracts. So if you wanted access to certain programs or marketing levels or programs of certain different marketing levels, from basic getting a data list of names to mail or call, if you were doing MedSubs or life insurance. But the preset appointments, you had to have at least 3 Medicare Advantage contracts, 2 MedSubs, and maybe a life. And then you got in, if there was availability, you got in. So I didn't have to pay for it, which was a great, great marketing opportunity. I just had to really be dedicated to the lead with the products that the company was offering. Oh. And that was trusted senior specialists. They're a little different model today, but back then, before telesales was even the thing on the independent broker channel side or FMO side, because, you know, the call centers were all internal captives,
right,
owned by the carriers, you know, they did presets for a direct agents, and we kind of showed our downline partners how to do that. And some of them duplicated very well and are still doing it to this day for their direct agents. But I didn't have to pay anything, but I'm sure nowadays that live call lead preset appointment probably nowadays is probably worth more, or costs probably $50 or more these days. Someone set the appointment. So
I'd love that.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. But, you know, that's a cost, though. You know, I know, I'm sure the agency, that's why they required us to have so many contracts. Because if we sold at least one of their products, they were getting that back. So at some form or another. But if you did it on your own, hiring a personal assistant or someone to an appointment center,
right,
that's a lot of money there itself.
So I want to go back to quantifying.
Yeah.
That's a number, okay? That's my $5 word for the day. If we quantify, what would be, and I hope I'm using it correctly, but if we put a number behind it,
right,
of having that preset appointment, what do you think dollar-wise that would be?
Well, you're looking at the salary of an appointment setter, caller, you know, back then. It's a little more cost-effective than it is today. I'm sure today they're probably demanding a $15 an hour just to do phone calls. So that's depending how many hours they're working for you. If it's 4 hours, you know, it's $15 per hour. Then you got to buy the data list or get a list somewhere or get a list of people for them to call for you. That's another cost in itself, whether you're paying a couple, you know, 10 cents a name, or you're putting $5 per day every day for the first 2 weeks to generate people to, you know, so it's already added.
Yeah,
it's
already added up. That's a lot of money. Right there. 15 times 4, that's $60.
$60. That's one day, you know, you want them to keep working. You
plus
know,
the data list. Yeah, data figure list, a couple of names. So, I mean, let's just say that it takes him, a little slower sometimes, you know, 4 hours to book an appointment. Well, I'm in it for $60, to where on that Facebook, and I can put forms in there on a highly specified audience that I know is turning 65 at some point in time.
Right.
Like, there's no magic button that says between, you know, what are we in front of, February? So I want to do March, April, May, June, maybe stretch it out to July to meet that 7-month window of IEPs. There's really no way to do that. But I can target the 68-year-old crowd. So I know, being more of a MedSup guy, the MedAdvantage, that at 68, a lot of your Med Sup clients are experiencing their first rate increase. So I can target that 68-year-old crowd and say, these are the people that I want to target on right. something really highly specific. Like if you have a Medicare supplement, chances are you're nearing your first rate increase. Right. Give me a call, see if I can get you the same plan for less money.
That's right.
And then sit there and wait for my phone to ring, which will, because every dollar is important, people. Same thing for Med Part C is you put the ads out there on what you can target it. What I'm paying $60 for him to sit around and call out for me all day, I can have people book on my calendar themselves at a day and time.
Right.
And I can say that I got $100 to spend this week. I want 5 leads a day. So I need to spend $7 a day for the next, you know, however you do the math, right? Let's just make it real easy. At $100, I need to spend $10 a day for the next 10 days to meet that $100 threshold and have people booking appointments on my calendar. Now, it's not as easy as I like to make it sound, right? Okay.
It sounds a little more cost effective because you're taking the other human element out of it, and you're letting people pick and choose based on your availability and also their availability, and using the tools of technology
right.
to be more effective, more efficient, and in the end, generate more appointments that will ultimately generate more sales.
Absolutely. Right? Does take a little homework.
Yes, it
right.
does.
So, and we don't, you know, Mikey and I came back from a conference not too long ago. We go to lots of conferences and showcases and events and, yes. you know, dinners and things. And, you know, one thing that we don't want to put for our agency or in front of you is all you have to do is, you know, put these 5 words in and right. you'll be a trillionaire by next Saturday.
Right.
You know, it is the most ridiculous, insane thing I've ever come across.
Yeah. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it.
Oh, so. My gosh. Yeah, it's just like, you know, they'll sign the forms on themselves for yeah. themselves. And in yeah. 20 years of doing this, I haven't figured that out yet. But what we can do is set the proper expectation of you might spend a couple of $100
right.
before you perfect the exact verbiage or what they call, I have paid attention in our marketing, our internal marketing, hooks,
right?
You know, of what is going to grab somebody's attention and draw them in. I love fishing. We love fishing.
Yes.
Especially if the fish are biting. If they're yeah. not biting, I hate it. But it's just like sales. I love it if I'm making that's a sale. Right. I hate it if I'm not.
That's right.
But fishing, man, you go out there and you throw your line out and you might not catch anything for hours. And if you have a nice jet, if you're full, you know, your favorite beverage in there, yeah. you might not care at the end of it. But we're talking about our livelihood here. So once you figure out that perfect hook that's going to catch your perfect fish on there or your ideal persona of a client, now you've got something cooking.
Yeah.
And it changes for everywhere. I can tell you the way we speak in South Louisiana is not the way they speak here in the greater Houston area, Texas.
That's right,
I've tried talking to people in New York, and it's just like this, you know, redneck fool doesn't know what he's talking about. Actually, with the Medicare and the insurance stuff, man, I'll blow your mind with knowledge. You know, pat on my back here. But, you know, once you speak that language of your target niche market, man, it's all on. And then you set it to duplicate.
Right.
And then you watch your market trends as well. So what works this month may be obsolete in 2 or 3 months.
Right.
Just like ages. 20 years ago, 65, I'm retiring, you know, thanks. But that same person has also worked for the same company for the last 30 to 70 right. years. Nowadays, our 65-year-olds have changed jobs. Like people change socks.
Yep.
You know, so there's not that stability that was around. And they're working not till 65, but some of them are having to work until noon on, you know, the day of their funeral. It's right. just yep. that's the way our trends are right now. Yeah, so and pay
certain,
attention.
Yeah, exactly. And certain not just within our industry or people in the group industry, but, you know, COVID really affected a lot of stuff. And a lot of people retired early because, you know, they were in a certain industry that couldn't sustain continuation of employment because they didn't have, you know, everyone was, we were on lockdown, right? Pandemic. And so a lot of people retired early. So they were like, oh, what do I do? Some of those folks, because I know my friend's mom who worked for Continental / United, you know, she was back in the old Continental days and actually United. And she was forced into early retirement, not 65 yet, but she did get a little benefit package. Not everyone did. You know, not everyone does, right. you know, so she has health insurance until she turns 65. And then they know, okay, Medicare is kicking in. You're gone off our plan. And then, so I'll be reaching out to her. She'll be reaching out to me. We have it set. But so yeah, so, you know, a lot of things affect the market. You know, people are like, oh, looking for help. At least for those that are going to lose their group coverage, we'll look for help. But yeah, certain things that happen economically or pandemics or whatever it is in certain industries that will cause people to either have to keep working or retire early, or, you know what, those very few that actually retire at 65 and get to, you know what, I want my Medicare, I'm done working, I'm ready to go and play golf, or, you know, go somewhere where it's warm and have a nice, like, nice view, right? Right. So anyways, but yes, the different things, different trends, you know, outside factors that do make people make decisions for whatever reason that they're affected somehow. So
I'm sitting over here confused, looking at my face. my mom never worked for Continental.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
No, it's not you.
You have another friend?
Yeah, I have another friend.
Learn something here. Hilarious. Like, mom, call her real fast, make sure there's something she needs to tell me.
This is the only person I know. It's hilarious.
Well, we're in a city with 10 million people on a bad day.
Right.
Facebook. Great tool.
Yes.
Separate your accounts between your personal page and your business page. I highly recommend that, because I mean, if you're partying on the weekend and tailgating on Sundays, you may not want that to commingle with your professional life.
That's right.
So set yourself up. Use a budget that you can easily afford to lose. It's just like gambling.
Right.
You know, you don't go to Vegas and bet the house. I mean, some people do. Not the smart way to go. But it does take money to make money.
Right.
And if you don't have a budget set up, again, gosh, when I left my first company and started my agency, I wish there was somebody out there to tell me these things instead of dropping $2,000 on leads that I closed maybe one person out of. My cost per acquisition was,
right,
I mean, ridiculous for what I paid for. And it was just a huge learning curve of maybe set some aside, maybe not spend all $2,000 up front.
Right.
But I need 10 people a week at a 50 to 60% close ratio to get 5 or 6 sales, of which in the Medicare market, 100% would stick. And then half of that on my life insurance, my final expense, would fall off because that's the nature of the beast.
Right.
So now I need to mix the two together, but do something that's affordable. And it was never explained to me. I grew up in a furniture store. So those sofas and love seats and dining room tables and recliners and curio cabinets and clocks and everything that we had in our stores, 30,000 square feet of furniture, that was what my dad sold, was inventory.
Right.
So fast forward, you know, years, and I have my insurance agency that I know I can make a very good, healthy living from because I'd done it for the company for so long. But I didn't have the inventory to go. And finally somebody explained, it's like, your leads are your inventory. And I'm like, oh, boom, light bulb.
Right.
Now I got to have 5 pieces of inventory to sell so I can buy 10 pieces of inventory, or I can step up from those $399, you know, sofa, love seat, chair, end tables, and lamp.
Combo deals.
Yeah. I can step up from that starter furniture about the size of this desk here into a pleather set of furniture that I can then parlay.
You know?
Yeah, I can tell you guys, microfiber, then pleather, then the real stuff.
That's right.
Of the
actual
leather.
Wood and real leather, right?
Exactly. So
so I know we talked a lot about costs, and obviously you do have to invest in your business. You got to spend money to make money. But there are other avenues or on Facebook that you can help boost your page and get people out there to notice you, is that, and that's getting likes. So obviously, you know, if you're putting your business page out there, let your family and friends know what exactly it is that you do for a living.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's on Facebook, have them go like your page. That will help with the algorithm within Facebook, that when people do searches for insurance or health related stuff or Medicare, that you're at least coming up in that search field of, or list of people that, hey, they had Medicare or they have insurance in their, no, this is what they do, you know. So that's just SEO, search engine optimization. When you do a Google search, same concept with Facebook, because Facebook has gathered so much data because all these people are in there that, you know, you can find almost, you can, you know, find people that will help you with anything on Facebook as if you were doing a Google search. So getting those likes and content, you know, you want to post, you know, we're doing podcasts. This is helping boost our content or increasing our content online from our website to our social media pages, and not just Facebook, because, you know, Facebook has, like in our world, you know, certain companies buy out other companies. Well, Facebook has done the same thing. Mm-hmm. They've bought out
WhatsApp,
and then bought out Instagram. So these are other platforms that you can take your content from Facebook and spread them out to these other platforms, and just, you're just duplicating it. And people, and some people are on Instagram versus Facebook and whatever. And a lot of people are on WhatsApp. Because, you know, they have that encryption of the, you know, your messages are protected, right, your calls are protected, right, end-to-end encryption. So
it's free.
And it's free. Exactly. It's free. And so I've seen agents do marketing on WhatsApp as well, because, mm-hmm, you know, I have some, we have some international agents or that live here, but, you know, they're from South America, and they do a lot on WhatsApp, you know, reach out to family and clients, and they do very, very well for their niche market. But yes, content. Tell people what you're doing, have them go like your page, and then you never know. You know, somebody they know may see it and they might like it. So it's just kind of free market, free PR from your friends and family that can help you boost that your visual online or your advertising online.
So, you know, when, as we're talking about educating friends and family, yeah, I've never been a big fan of, you know, selling to your first five sales come from your core market. I don't like that.
Look at your list of people.
Yeah, exactly. Your phone. You still owe me a deal anyway. But they need to know what, right, you're doing, because, right, if they do, then they're going to approach you. I've always felt that way about friends and family. If I have another friend that retired before you start on me, I have a friend that is leaving jobs, changing jobs. I do have a friend that's retiring early. You know, I'll say, man, what are you going to do with your 401k?
Yeah.
Because I can then parlay that into a nice IUL, yeah, with a phenomenal 1035 exchange into it. So he can retire at least that money. Tax-free, tax-free on it. But I sat down, and again, this is just advice at this point, as you are either starting your career or you hit a slump after 20 years, because, right, we will hit those slumps. Sales is nothing but peaks and valleys, right, and we want to ride those peaks as far as we can. But I sat down and I said, you know what, I'm going to, this is how I want to redesign the Jeremy Johnson Agency. Okay. And I wrote these things down of what I want to do. And something as simple as getting out of bed, making it every morning. I'm a single guy that makes his bed like right before my parents come to visit me for the weekend. Okay. So, I mean, you're going to get right back in.
He makes his bed once a week. No, I'm just kidding. Not even.
Parents don't come that often, Mikey. I wish they would. Okay, you know, they even feel bad. So anyway, make my bed once a week because it's a discipline thing. So as I get all the way down, and I've succeeded like 30% of the time. Now, as I get all the way down, you know, and in no particular order, I have spend at least 1 hour a day developing JJA, the Jeremy Johnson Agency. You can do the same thing, the MSA, Mike Santos Agency. TSS, Trusted Senior Specialist, whatever your agency is, right, spend at least an hour a day. And that doesn't mean you have to sit there and, you know, do a set particular set of items. It can be anything you want. Right. It could be learning about brushing up on IULs. IULs are making a big splash in the market again. Yes. It could be, and I said that because he started dropping three-letter words. What do you call them? Angiograms? No, angiograms, the heart thing. I had a client that did one last week. So, amalgam? No, that's teeth filling. Anyway, so three-letter words, abbreviations. I was getting back to that.
I explained what it was.
Exactly, you did. Okay, SEO, search engine optimization, right? Yes. But do you really understand what search engine optimization is, right? Or how it works? So, you know, do a little crash course. Right, right. YouTube is phenomenal, yes, for these type of things. Google is your absolute best friend. Yes. You can ask Siri, but Siri has gotten to respond with me with, huh? Have you heard that?
Yeah, I haven't.
Hey, Siri. Oh, I haven't. Listen to this woman. Or this. Hey, Siri.
Uh-huh.
Oh, wow.
Hilarious. That burns me up every time. I should say yes,
but,
sir.
But you know what else you forgot to tell them about taking that hour, you know, YouTube? We at Trust Your Specialist can also help you with your marketing.
Oh, absolutely.
And teach you what we're doing and how you could do it. And maybe you want to do it differently, but we have the foundation, the platform of helping you how to get started with whether you're doing online marketing or you're doing old school marketing, as I would say, you know, that grassroots, that local community stuff, you know, whatever it is, we are here to help. And that's one of our pledges to our agents is that we're here to help you with your marketing and show you how you can be successful. Helping people with not just Medicare, but all their insurance needs, right? So that's, just want to point that out there.
I'll go back to, I know I've said it at least one other time. I think you said it once, one other time. We said it at least three times. This will be number four. Mm-hmm. We'll show you how to do it. And it's not because we think it'll work. We don't, you know, why I should say, oh, okay, well, yeah, that seems like a great idea.
Right.
We actually do it as well, but for our company, our companies, we do it. We have a phenomenal marketing team that has really gone through the gauntlet in figuring out. I never will forget when our co-founder and all those other titles, Michael Wilhelm, you know, he came through and it was right before AEP.
Many moons ago,
at least 9 years ago. And we used to have a Coke machine in the building. And he caught me right by it. And he said, I'm eliminating the mail. And I was like, you're doing what? Because for the previous 17 years, that's how I got my leads and marketed was by the mail. And he just took a deep breath and said, I'm stopping the mail. Like, for everybody or just, I mean, didn't know you had that power, sir.
Yeah,
I got to have to do a little bow, but you know. But he said we're going to advertise 100% on Facebook,
right? Online marketing,
and it blew my mind. So we actually kind of pioneered. We weren't the first, we're definitely not the last, and we're not the biggest, but we have spent a lot of money perfecting the process, and we'll share those secrets with you as well. Now, I'll do it. Not sure if he will. I'm sure he will because I just called him out. But as you develop your agency and move some things underneath us, I'm spending many of years going into doctor's offices, setting those relationships up as well. So as you have moved your contracts underneath us and we start doing business together, I have zero challenges or problems going out with you in the field and helping you approach that doctor's office, showing you how to do it. You know what? I won't even charge you half the deal like some people will. We go out, we set it up, that place is
Remember,
yours.
You heard that here.
I sure did as I'm recording too. It's a special deal for today only.
Today only.
But if you act right now, the next 30 seconds, we might both go out.
Please call 281-892-0192 to learn how you get this deal that Jeremy Johnson just offered you.
Oh, I had to go through those numbers. That's not my number. She hit 281. No. So, I mean, I've done it. He's done it. We've done it with agents. We'll be more than happy to go out with you and show you exactly how it's done so you can have it. Because the worst thing ever is to have this brilliant plan and not know how to execute the thing. And we want to make sure you avoid those pitfalls.
Absolutely.
Facebook, Instagram, WhatsApp, TikTok.
TikTok is the latest one. Latest craze right now.
Remember that
little dances and
That phenomenal marketing team we have.
Yes.
Every morning we need to dance.
We need to do dances.
They won't let me drink your work, so I can't.
Well, that's probably the algorithm. If you do a dance, the algorithm will push you up to the top. I'm just kidding. It works something like that. But anyways, but a lot of these platforms though, they do make it easy. You know, people will say, "Oh, I'm not too tech savvy," or you know, "I'm not on there." Once you get on there and learn, and you have to go on there and touch the buttons, you know, it's like driving a car, right? You touching the steering wheel, the gas pedals, you're feeling everything out. Same concept when you go online. And a lot of these platforms have made it a lot easier for you to create advertisements for yourself. It's just pretty amazing from, you know, it's evolved from how we used to use it to now. And, you know, we do trainings on this. I've done a lot of trainings on setting up your Facebook business page profile, what you need it to show on there. And you can go to Facebook and go to our business page, facebook.com/trusted senior specialist. Mm-hmm. And that's your foundation. You got to let people know who you are, what do you do, how to find you and how to contact you. Very basic, easy stuff that you can do. And the tools make it easy for you to put all that data information in there. So pretty amazing. Not just Facebook, but everything else. But thank you for being here with us. Jeremy?
Man, is our time over already?
Yeah, final thoughts?
Wow, yeah, I got lots of them. Well, so I took my breath, my words right out of my mouth. I can't
even talk right now. It's going to be the blooper reel here. But anyways, you can save all the
ideas. Yeah, I'm going to save for next time. Yeah, because there's a few other ways that work very well for me personally, agents that have tried them.
Right,
That you may be looking at and think it's just goofy. But I tell you what, if your phone rings,
right,
is it that goofy? So apparently that's all the time we have today, y'all. Have an amazing day. Remember to sell something every day, and we'll see you real soon, probably next week.
That's right. Have a great one.
Thanks. Bye, y'all.